Hello, this is Graham Frey, and I'm talking to Ian Jeffrey, who is the proprietor of an online magazine called Gosport Info. Now, what exactly is it? Can you describe it to me?
Well, it's not what it started out at, but now it's basically an information site with items sent in by all sorts of people all around the world about their news about Gosport, events, lists of businesses, organisations, history, memories of their time here or their parents' time here. Because, of course, there's a lot of people who, with the forces, have been to Gosport when they were children or whatever, and then moved away, and they sort of still have those memories.
And now might be in Kathmandu or wherever.
Australia, America, the Eastern Bloc countries. I mean, it's quite interesting, a few years ago, that the third biggest number of people visiting the site outside the UK and America were from Poland. So it obviously people were looking up where they're going and then visiting, finding the site and looking there. So,
where did the idea come from?
Well, this happened before the internet, really. It was when I was, Gosport had a lot of shops, and the idea was to do it in print form, which of course would have been impossible. You'd never make the list, and it'd be out of date as soon as you did that. Because when the internet came along, the idea was to try and produce a list of Gosport businesses, organisations, events, because, say, spending most of my time working in Southampton and Portsmouth, I'd always hear that nothing happened in Gosport. So, you come along and there's something like 1,000 organisations, 1,000 businesses in Gosport that can be ignored because it's the instant thing is to go to Fair or go to Portsmouth, go to Southampton.
There are others in the same sort of field. I mean, names come to mind, like the Best Of and things like that.
About my area and...
That kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, you'd find that over the years, I mean, because I started this back in... it was on the internet in April 2001, and one of the things I did have was there was an... UK Online were doing Gosport.com with the St Vincent College, and there was something in the paper saying, oh, this is the first site of this type in the area. And I said, wrote to the news and said, well, I've been doing this for over a year now, so this wasn't the first site. And then some years later, when About My Area came about, the council was saying, oh, this is the first site like this. But unfortunately, a lot of them want to make money from the advertising. And, of course, if you do that, you're going to limit the number of businesses you have, only the ones you can get to pay for it, whereas there's no charges online at all. So you can put all the businesses on. There's only ever been 4 businesses that said they don't want to be on the site. And I sent out, back in 2004, 1,100 letters to organisations to ask if it was all right to add them to the website.
You don't have a huge staff in the back there, so...
No, it's me. when I used to do a bit of publicity for it at the events, like carnivals and fairs and that sort of thing, I used to collar in my sister, brother-in-law and the 2 nephews to give me a hand with that, and one of them was pretty good old... and he would go out and he'd make sure everybody on the site had a leaflet. And of course, it was quite all right because he'd say he was little and he was a bit cheeky sort of looking. So, he people were quite happy to take the leaflet. So they go around.
Have you achieved your targets yet or have you still a long way to go?
There's always going to be more stuff on there that needs to be added to and updated. It's sort of one of these things that will probably keep going longer than me even.
But you've mentioned that you don't get paid. How on earth do you keep going?
Well, that isn't my main... I mean, I do other things to earn money,
So how do you manage to keep it fresh and interesting? Research all the time, I suppose.
Well, to be honest, that's mostly from what people send in. People find... They say, I don't know what they do. They sort of must sit and then just think, oh, I remember when I was at Gosport. They just type in Gosport. And apart from office of council sites and a couple of others, it usually comes up on various search engines fairly close to the top, and then they sort of have a look, and then they see things that are on it, and then they'll send me more, or they'll type in somebody's name or some event, and that would come up on the search engines as well. And, they say, well, I know a bit about that, and then they send me another piece. And certain events, there was a plane crash, I think it was 1952, around Rauna, And of course, there was all different stories, people who'd seen it, people who'd cycled past, and then finally, people who were actually on the plane that crashed. I mean, nobody was hurt or anything, but it was obviously a big thing at the time. It might not be the right day. It might have been 55, and 52 was the, cause there was the Bedlam explosion as well, wasn't there? That one, quite a few people have written in about as well.
I've heard about that one. It was an ammunition ship or something,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right. And hit the pier or something.
Big bang.
Yeah. But of course, you always get, people sometimes say, oh, this isn't what happened, but that's why I have it, the site sort of split, bred out into, you've got history, and they're things that people have properly researched, who know about historical research, and they're sending their sort of, and they send me their information, and for free, and I just add it on the site. They just want it to be out there what they've done.
Where do you find enough things to write about?
There's no shortage of that. I mean, unfortunately, I have something like 200 emails waiting for me to put those together and put them onto the site. So, I have no problem.
No shortage of
things like that, no.
But you've got to keep it fresh to keep people coming back.
Well, that is the big problem. And also, say, if I want to make, because of the number of pages, if I did make a big change, because, of course, the way people view the site has changed. And when I first had it, most people had a 14-inch CRT-type computer to view it on. Then, of course, you got the big flat screen. So, of course, there was a little box in the middle of it. So I changed it to spread it out. And, of course, now everybody's looking at it on mobiles and tablets. So, of course, needs to be changed again. But to go through, when you make a change, you really have to then go through all the pages and make sure they look right. And, of course, you can email me when they're wrong, but I know you'll find ones, pages that have gone wrong or pages that now don't look right because I haven't been through them all yet.
But you must get some sort of feedback to know that you're doing the right sort of thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, there have been times when I thought, well, oh, this is a, it'll take a long time and, there's like you say, there's others that have done it, but then they've sort of sprouted and they've said they're going to be wonderful sites and then they disappear again. But usually when I'm feeling like that, I do get a few emails. Oh, Sash, thank you for all the, I've had some inquiries from my business, or thank you for this information. Or they'll say there was one particular case where I used to concentrate on an area of the site which is, called Are You There? So there's people get back into touch with each other. Well, because since then you've got more of the Facebook and that sort of thing that people can use, but at that time it wasn't so much. And one lady who lived, I think it was in Latvia, who'd been in Gosport, was looking for someone that they knew when they were here, and I put it on, and within 5 days I'd had an email from a lady in Australia who was a neighbour of this other lady who'd you just can't believe that, can you? It's just
you couldn't make it up.
No, as I say, from Latvia from Gosport to Latvia and Australia in 5 days, and obviously never trace the people they're looking for.
You've mentioned that you'd like it to carry on after you've gone.
Yeah.
Are you building a sort of legacy? Is that half of your plan?
Well, there is. There's no funds in the site, but I have no dependents and I've got this house, so that basically would be in the will to the person who takes it on. So they'd have sort of cash to carry it on, and then it's up to them whether they do or not. They could take the money and close it down in 5 minutes, but hopefully they wouldn't agree to take it if they were going to do that.
Otherwise you'll come back and haunt them.
Exactly.
Ian Jeffrey, thank you very much indeed for your
thank
time
you.